The Ghana National Fire Service has identified mishandling of accident victims as a major cause of casualties during accidents. According to the Chief Fire Officer, Brigadier General John Bosco Guiri, most deaths that occur during accidents could be prevented if the victims are professionally handled. He therefore urged the public to always call on the Ghana National Fire Service to rescue victims during accidents, rather than taking up the responsibility, since the fire service is a professional body trained to rescue victims. Brigadier General Guiri was speaking at the 2013 National Extricating Challenge of the Ghana National Fire Service in Accra. Linda Goji and Phoebe Papu were there for Radio Ghana.
Road accidents are a daily phenomenon in the country, claiming thousands of lives yearly, as well as disabling many others. It is for this reason the Ghana National Fire Service periodically organizes road rescue competitions among personnel across the country to improve their knowledge and skills in rescue operations. The Chief Fire Officer, Brigadier General John Bosco Guiri, stated that the service is prepared for any rescue operation, but called on government to properly resource it.
When there are accidents, we are able to do the best that we can. People have fallen into septic tanks, and those who know, when they call us, we go and we try to extricate them. It's a multifaceted service. We do more than firefighters. So it's an issue of getting the requisite equipment, and that is gradually being done.
Deputy Minister of the Interior, James Agauga, noted that over the years, much attention has not been given to other areas of the Ghana National Fire Service. He pledged government's continuous support towards the service in its effort in rescue operations.
Government will adopt a holistic approach. It appears much of the attention is focused on firefighting as opposed to their rescue and extrication. And yet that is an important aspect of their mandate. We would now begin to aggressively equip them in that regard to be able to respond to the rescue aspect of their function.
It is on record that Ghana and South Africa are the only African countries qualified to take part in the world stage of the road rescue competition. The ongoing 2013 National Extricating Competition is among the various regions in the country, and the region which emerges winner will represent the country at the world stage in Florida, USA in October this year.
That was Linda Goji and Phoebe Papo's report.